And with that, we begin another installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. His name is Darren.
The Dave and Darren Podcast. Only on Nacho Radio.
I shouldn't laugh. Darren was venting just before we hit the broadcast button here, and
at least the sun's out.
There is that. It's a nice day.
Which is a shock. When does that come to an end?
Tomorrow's going to be even nicer than today.
And then they draw the shades.
And then just crap rain, like 2 inches of rain.
Well, the farmers could use it.
No, they don't want any rain.
I don't imagine they do.
They're screwed, and we're all screwed. There's not going to be any food here pretty soon. They weren't able to get any of the ammonia down in the fields in the fall because it was too damn wet. So they're already behind the eight ball. Usually you like to start your planning around, you know, early April, mid-April. They're not going to get anything to grunt until July.
At least the young cattle is getting washed away.
Well, there is that.
Veal prices are going to be through the roof.
Is Don on the phone?
Yes.
Okay.
Don's got some questions about all of this.
Don, secure me some numbers on veal. Because this is going to be like $90 a pound.
It's not going to be easy.
Who's eating veal?
That's a great question. Veal is a cow that they keep in a little cage, right?
I don't milk-fed veal,
but it's like a baby cow. Is that the gimmick?
Yeah.
So how does that taste different from beef?
Well, you can taste the torture.
See, I don't think I can do veal. It seems like you're going out of your way to be an asshole, to be blunt about it.
Kinda.
You know,
kinda.
It's not enough to have. I don't want a grown cow. Give me a child.
It's like, you know, it's like you're some sort of. Like, you're some sort of molesty carnivore.
Oh, old cows don't do anything for me. I get my jollies from the children.
Chitty, bang, bang, villain.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got...
Smell children.
I've got beef treats. Yes.
Guy goes into a hospital in England. He was supposed to have a cystoscopy, which is a procedure where they look inside your bladder, right?
Okay.
Put a little thin camera up there, and they look inside your bladder. Mm-hmm. Instead, they made a mistake.
What's the matter with my bladder?
Now, that's a new children's book that you're writing, isn't it?
Yes.
What's the matter with my bladder?
By Piss Aaron. They always caught him pissing in the hall.
Until he asked the question, what's the matter with my bladder? So this guy goes in for an operation.
We don't want to lose your ring.
Yeah, I'll get it in a second here.
It's right there. We got a fix on it.
For some reason, my wedding ring fell off. Well, that's not a good sign.
No, not in the old country.
No, I'll tell you this. If any dames come into the studio and try and hitting on me because I don't have the ring on.
Because the sun's out.
Yeah.
The sun is out, and I notice you don't have a ring on.
Oh, I didn't take it off. It fell off. So I think I get a pass then. I'm kidding, of course. So the guy goes in for this operation to go take a look at his bladder, and there was a mix-up, and somebody misread the paperwork, and they ended up circumcising this dude.
Hmm.
So he's unhappy.
For free?
Well, they won't answer.
Are you going to comp that?
They're not answering that. I imagine, it's happened in England, so everything's for free over there, right?
Yeah.
Hey.
We weren't going to charge you.
Look at it this way. The National Health's going to take care of all this, buddy. Yeah, don't worry about it. So let me ask you this. Freddie Mercury, cut or uncut? Because you're pretty good at this. I don't know the answer, but I'm just wondering what your take is.
My guess? What would my guess be?
Yeah.
I tend to think uncut.
Yeah, I would think so too, right?
But I don't have any insight.
Didn't he grow up in Zanzibar?
I think that's where he was. Yeah, he was certainly born there.
I can't imagine that they're very into circumcising in Zanzibar, are they? Doody doody doody.
Zanzibar.
Touch the magic stone of Zanzibar.
Darn fine album track from Billy Joel off 52nd Street.
Now, where would that be in the...
The track listing?
And when did that come out? When he was good or when he got terrible?
78. Certainly while he was hot.
I'm going to Google Freddie Mercury circumcised or uncircumcised because I have to know. And if I get a virus and it shuts down the show, thanks for listening, everybody.
But only in China.
Was Freddie Mercury circumcised or circumcised?
Did you see where the Bohemian Rhapsody has been released in China?
That's where I'm going with next.
Okay.
But first, I must know The answer.
This is gnawing at me.
Born in Africa. So it looks like the consensus on this thing that I'm looking at is that he would have been uncut. So once again, you're correct. Once again, Darren, when the question comes up, cut or uncut, you're undefeated in this. Well, in this movie, Bohemian Rhapsody, which I still haven't seen, they just released it in China, which is a good idea because you got a billion people over there that like to go see the movies. Mm-hmm. And they released it, but it's...
They won't reference his sexuality.
They edited out all of the gay stuff. So how much of that movie is
that? It's a 12-minute movie now. They don't even have time to play Bohemian Rhapsody.
Well, that's kind of gay too, isn't it? Put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. We all know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
So they put the movie out in China, but they edited out all the gay stuff. So who's singing the songs? What? How do you edit the gay at a Queen?
I'm going to wash that gay right out of my hair.
Several minutes of
it
footage.
Leaves you with a different band. That's for sure.
The movie is
even
called
the name of
Brian,
the band. Even the name of the band. We were going to be Queen. But we've decided to go with Butch.
People are complaining that they have to kind of guess what the movie's about.
Is it about a band?
How much of the movie is Freddie Mercury being gay? Because I've heard it's... I mean, some gay friends I have say it's not enough gay.
Some.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Some. Mm-hmm. And that's not a...
Explicit and implicit references to Freddie Mercury's sexuality were edited out. I would assume...
There's the truck stop scene.
Where he's just...
But that's kind of a bit nuanced, I suppose.
Is there really a scene in the truck stop?
You'll have to see.
Other scenes had to be removed include a close-up of Freddie Mercury's crotch as he performs, interactions with a male partner, and an entire sequence in which the characters and his bandmates recreate the music video for I Want to Break Free, in which they dress in women's clothes.
Yeah.
So that's too gay
for
the Chinese?
Well, that's just drag.
Apparently,
that's not necessarily...
Apparently, they don't go for that over there.
Not necessarily gay.
No. Brian May dressed up as a housewife. There's nothing gay about that. That's as manly as it gets.
Not in 84, it wasn't.
No. There's some complaints over there saying that we don't understand why this was edited out. But hey, you get to go see
a
movie.
Who's complaining? The Chinese people are?
Yeah, the people that are going to the movie theater going, wait, what is this garbage?
Take a stand. See what happens.
Wouldn't that be great?
Best of luck to you.
If we get Tiananmen Square 2 because people are pissed they didn't get to see Freddie Mercury kissing a boy, that would be wonderful if we could make that happen. Let's make that happen. Hey, I wanted to just do a little bit of housekeeping here. If I can get real for a moment here and talk to you listeners. I've heard two different issues from two different listeners, and I'm trying to figure out, we're reaching out to see what we can do to fix this.
Do we have a technical problem?
Yeah, yes and no. But I don't know if it's only happening to some listeners or to all of you. So if I can use this platform, I thought, how can I talk to all the listeners at once? And then I remembered, well, that's kind of the whole point of the show.
Let's do it now.
So my buddy Ron... was telling me
is
that,
it Ron?
Well, that's not really his name, but he's got a fake name. It's a long story.
Good.
It involves cell phones. It's fun.
Good for him.
Yeah. So my buddy Ron, a.k.a. Jimmy, was saying, what's going on with iTunes?
Is Jimmy a fake name, too?
No, well, maybe. Okay. I haven't dug that deeply. Maybe. Jimmy is telling me, a.k.a. Ron, that every time he subscribes on iTunes, iTunes like cancels his subscription, but only to our podcast. So are any of you having trouble that listen to the show via iTunes? I'm not. But my iTunes seems to be working perfectly. But who cares about me? I listen to the show in real time.
So he's
it's in my head even before it gets in the microphone. At least half of the show is.
So he's saying that every time he tries
to... He has to keep resubscribing to the show.
He has to go get the show every day.
Yeah.
As opposed to it just being there after subscribing once.
Or it's like he subscribes to 10 podcasts, and then we would be the 11th, and then when he goes to his phone the next day, he's subscribed to 10 podcasts.
Well,
like iTunes is out to get us.
Delete those other podcasts and see what happens.
Well, I'm wondering if this is happening to anybody else, so when I go
reach out to us.
When I go to iTunes, I'd like to be able to make a
Yes.
Well thought out case.
Right.
And Jimmy's a very technical dude.
Jimmy says sardine surprise.
Exactly. And then the other thing is someone is telling us, a patron is telling us on Podbean for some reason, they're not able to access the earlier shows. Like,
that's
for some
right.
reason, the first like 50 shows aren't available to them on Podbean.
Hmm.
So if you're a patron and you're not able to go back that far,
let us know about that as well.
Let us know.
So that we can rattle their cage
yes,
as well.
Yes. Here's a text on the text line at 470-23-NACHO. This is from the 605 area code. It says, sadly, my wife vetoed me wearing an unauthorized volunteer shirt to the hospital for the birth of our child. How classic would that be?
Oh, come on.
You're in the room while your wife's giving birth with a Nacho Radio unauthorized volunteer shirt? That's the funniest damn thing I've heard.
That is... She is wrong.
You know what? Congratulations.
Congratulations, and mm-hmm. she is wrong.
Yes. Maybe rethink this family that you started.
You've been thinking about that for some time, that's the shirt I'm going to wear when we have to deliver the baby. And good for you. And then she shot it down on when the water breaks.
Yeah.
That's
You're not wearing that stupid Nacho Radio shirt.
That's just wrong.
Here's one from the 309 area code. It says, with opening day around the corner, I keep thinking about Darren's Doc Ellis quote. He's done it. He's done it. He's thrown a no-hitter on acid.
Yeah, like
that's
the
good
whole,
stuff.
Like the whole ballpark was cheering for him because mm-hmm. everyone knew he was on acid.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Here's another one from another 309.
Opening day is already come and gone. Not in this country.
Area code 309, another one saying, I love being able to go back and listen to old episodes, like episode number 66. Well, my cooch is burning something awful, Christopher Walken. OMG, so funny.
That was the idea of, that would have been the idea of Natalie Wood being in a tub full of champagne.
Her last words, yes. Yeah, something along those lines. Exactly. And then we have another submitted. These have been so much fun. Thanks, everybody who's been doing this, sending us your text of your top five things. Another top five things of the top five things. Number one, geez, brother. Number two is Florida. Uh-huh. Number three, it says a public service announcement.
Yep.
Number four is the British lady who says number four. They like the number four lady.
Okay.
I do too. And then number five, Dave's fat guy persona. I forgot about persona.
And you know I've got a boat.
He's got a certain persona, right, absolutely.
Right. There was the listener at the old FM stations that would come to events and tell us how he had a persona, and he had a, you know,
he had a boat.
You
that
know
was
that
part
I've got
of his
a boat.
Persona.
It's part of my persona, and
you know I got a boat.
You know I got a boat. Ah, that's great stuff. You want to get into the top five things?
Let's
Our top
do it.
Five
yeah.
things?
The top five things is brought to you by Factory of Fear, celebrating 25 years of fear, and they are presenting Easter Mayhem. It's one weekend only, so don't miss out. Friday and Saturday, April 12th and 13th from 7 till 10. Admission is just $15. VIP tickets are also available. Tickets available in advance at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline.
Wasn't the Persuana listener the guy that made us fall in love with Pitbull in the first place?
Yes.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
Again, I'm 99% sure I took a leak next to Pitbull at the Miami airport. 99% nice. Sure it was him.
Factory of Fear is inviting you and yours to celebrate spring in a unique way. It's Easter Mayhem, which is an all-new event to the Quad Cities. Navigate through the haunted house while Tootsie's bunnies wait to pounce when you least expect it. Bright colors and fake grass aren't part of this Easter celebration. However, there will be a prize involved for some lucky victims. It is Easter Mayhem, Friday and Saturday, April 12th and 13th from 7 till 10 o'clock. Sean Flynn Photography will be there again with a free photo booth. And coming soon, Factory of Fear's first ever summertime haunt. Factory of Fear, celebrating 25 years of fear, presenting Easter Mayhem. Factory of Fear, where fear is made. The podcast, as it always is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more, including their grilled Italian. Like it hot, their flavorful Italian meats grilled with provolone cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and fried onions. It's absolutely delicious. If you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck, now that the
season is here, isn't it?
Now that the weather is somewhat turned for your private party, place of business, or event, call 563-284-2331 or email capriottisfoodtruck@gmail.com. They'll get back and make that happen. If you're there for just lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's.
All right, number one.
Number one.
You know I got a boat. It's part of my whole persona. Number one deals with a car theft story and a judge issuing, I think, a very interesting sentence. I love these stories where the judges think a little bit outside the box, you know, in terms of what they sentence you to.
And they're allowed to do this, huh?
Yes.
Boy, better laws would be a good idea.
You think?
Yeah. Not that impressed.
Well, this guy stole a car in Hawaii.
Yes. Which sandy beach or
the rocky shores
shore
of Hawaii.
Okay.
He's been ordered. The judge asked him, well, what's your favorite soft drink?
Uh-huh.
And he goes,
well, you lie at that point, don't you know?
He says,
who doesn't lie at that point?
He says, Your Honor, I like Pepsi. And judge goes, great. You are not allowed to drink a Pepsi for 4 years.
Great, I'm a Coke fan. Totally saw that coming.
Raji!
Oh boy, that would have...
You, if it were you, you'd answer honestly. You wouldn't be thinking... You automatically assume that soft drink is going to be part of the sentencing?
I automatically did. Didn't I? Didn't you just hear that?
Yeah, but I'm not a judge.
Didn't you hear that in real time?
I did.
Like hell you're not.
Judge Rhonda Liu impose this restriction. He's not allowed to drink Pepsi.
That's going to kill him, Your Honor. This is a public service announcement. This is an outrage. This guy is hurting. He's going to really hurt. You might as well take his cigarettes away from him.
You might as well kill me, goddammit.
You might as well go get the guillotine right now.
Coming right now, Your Honor. No Pepsi for 4 years.
Like there's a guillotine hanging around. Get the guillotine.
Go get it.
I hope they sharpen it up, though.
How many times you think it would take him to get the guillotine through Larry's
through that fibrous neck of his? It would be...
Keep going, goddammit!
It's not the sort of thing kids need to see. Larry, we hate you. You killed the Easter Bunny. Wait, no, he didn't kill the...
It was the groundhog.
Groundhog.
Yeah. He sends the 21-year-old Christopher Multinalo Jr. He lied to police when he was arrested with a stolen car in June. Told the officers that his cousin had allowed him to drive the car and he was on his way to go buy some soft drinks. So the judge says, what do you like? What kind of soft drinks? He says, Pepsi. Judge Rhonda says, then guess what?
Saw it coming.
No Pepsi for 4 years.
4 years.
Yeah. She says, quote, I'm calling this, quote, the Pepsi deprivation syndrome. That's what the judge said. It's the Pepsi deprivation syndrome.
Yeah, I don't know. How about we just stick to some real laws?
He spent 7 days in jail following the arrest. During that time, he learned the importance of complying with the law, according to his defense attorney. He told the judge, I'm not going to steal cars anymore. I don't want to be in jail no more. So the judge, Rhonda Liu, sentenced him to 100 hours of community service, a $100 fine, and he cannot drink a Pepsi for 4 years. If this judge catches him drinking a Pepsi,
they didn't have in place guidelines for what happens when you steal cars.
No,
they didn't.
No.
Okay, we'll just make up these laws as we go.
Ah, oh, crap!
Probably should have thought of that.
Two.
See, I like when they do that. I like when they just make up crazy laws that seem like something from a sitcom, you know? Well, he's my butler.
Yeah, well, that's fine for a sitcom.
No Pepsi. WrestleMania is going to feature a woman's main event. This is the first time in WWE history.
Mm-hmm.
The WWE confirming that the Raw Women's Championship with Ronda Rousey, Charlotte Flair, and Becky Lynch will take place on April 7th. Do you know who Becky Lynch is?
I'm guessing that the Flair is Ric Flair's
You're correct
daughter,
You're correct
granddaughter, great-granddaughter.
Can I tell you, knowing you what I know about you, you would be so in love with Becky Lynch, you wouldn't be able to breathe.
What, is she a redhead?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, then there you go.
Oh, yeah. Google her up. Google her up on your phone.
So there's no reason why I would know her.
No. I'm just telling you that if you were to watch her wrestling.
What's her name? Becky?
Becky Lynch. Do Becky Lynch, WWE. Google her up. Oh, I'm telling you, knowing what I know about you and your taste in dames, she's great. I mean, she's just great.
Well, she kind of looks like that one. I don't know if she was a wrestler. What was the one who had all the colorful hair? Something Marie, but yes, absolutely.
Right?
See.
Very intrigued.
So how does this...
So the women are the headliners. It's never happened. WrestleMania 35 takes place April 7th. Well, no, they'll have matches from the whole WWE universe, but like the main event.
Oh, will be
the
women.
Big thing at the very end is these three women going for the Raw Championship.
This is probably going to be, this will be as big a crowd as any.
Yes, and they've never had women as the headliners of the show. I mean, the women have really, in the last couple of years, I mean, now they have a tag team.
Now, when they first started introducing the women in the ring,
yeah,
they weren't wrestling at first, were they?
Well, I mean, they've always had women wrestlers, but...
Well, they did? Okay. Because at first it seemed to me like they were in the ring as...
Jiggle vision,
as just in addition to.
Yeah.
Kind of like not a handler, but...
Right.
This is...
Right. No, like a manager kind of situation.
Something like
that. Miss Elizabeth very rarely would wrestle.
And then that morphed into actual wrestling because those people from time to time get attacked.
I will just say this, from watching Raw and SmackDown and the occasional pay-per-view in this house, the women wrestling's really good.
Now, what is that on? Where do I find that?
Well, we get the WWE channel here.
Okay.
You don't get that. Get that at your house, but I'd love for you to come over April 7th if you want to watch WrestleMania. It's the granddaddy of them all. And if
what does that cost me?
Well, it costs you nothing.
What if I went if I wanted to for one off, I couldn't get it?
Well, you know what you could do?
What?
And all of you could do this. When you sign up for the WWE, you get the first month for free. So if you wanted to sign up right now and then cancel before your month's over, you'll get the WrestleMania for nothing. I mean, if that's what you want to do.
Seems like
a lot of
hoops to jump through.
Well, especially for something you don't care about, yes. But
maybe I'll watch it on YouTube after the fact.
This is a big deal, and the first ever women's main event at WrestleMania is happening, and very excited about that.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. Their bridal sale is going on now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350. Their large selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds. GIA is the world's foremost authority on diamonds. They offer free cleanings, inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they find the perfect piece for you. Come in and see and feel the difference. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com. Like them on Facebook. They are locally owned and operated, and take advantage of their interest-free financing options. And of course, when you're there with a purchase, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You will receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. But James also has a location at 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And when you're there, make sure you get those gift cards. Anytime's a good time to get Capriati's gift cards because everybody loves Capriati's. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And when you're there, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
So we're watching Netflix. There's this show called The Fix. And the concept is...
1X?
Huh?
1X?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, I remember getting those Fix tickets, and that only had 1X, and right away I had buyer's remorse.
Wait, so you didn't go see the Reach the Beach band? You saw another band called The
Well,
Fix?
I thought I was going to see the Reach the Beach band, and when I took a closer look at the ticket, it only
One thing led to another, and what
exactly,
did you discover?
It spelled F-I-X, and instantaneously I had buyer's remorse.
So you didn't see the right band? That's a shame.
Apparently not.
So there's a show on Netflix, and it's called The Fix, and the concept is it's stand-up comedians. They do a panel show, and they try and fix the world's problems, and D.L. Hewley's there watching, wearing a big hat. Mm-hmm. The host of the show is this English guy named Jimmy Carr.
Okay.
And I instantly couldn't stand the show, because this guy has this laugh, which I guess he's famous for. I don't understand why you would let someone with this sort of laugh be the moderator of a comedy show.
Why would you let someone with this sort of laugh laugh?
It's a comedy show. Just check this out. It's like...
I've heard worse.
It's
okay.
It's worse on the show.
It's okay.
It's worse on the show. And, I mean, he sounds like a seagull.
With something trapped, like something trapped in his...
Every time this knucklehead laughs, I want to cover up my French fries. Like the bird's coming for my food.
French fries at the beach. Look at you.
Well, you know, I like the finer things.
Look at you.
I like the finer things. I thought of this guy because in a championship over in Belgium, they had the European Gull Screeching Championship.
Mm-hmm.
As bird imitation experts gathered in Belgium
face
off.
I can't believe we were never asked to judge that. How did I not get wrangled into 3 hours of that on a Saturday? How in the hell did that not ever happen?
Would you like to hear
Maybe it's still coming.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Maybe it's still coming.
Careful what you say out loud.
I know.
Here's the European Gull Screeching Championship.
3 hours of it.
Please welcome at the first European Championship, Miris Greven and Edinburgh.
Boy, it's...
This is a championship.
Boy, that takes me back to my college days.
Lucky you.
Uh-huh. Easter break when no one was at the house.
Yeah, seagull imitators attempting their best bird calls to win the grand prize, which was a big basket full of Belgian beer.
So we're going to go to the judges. Who do you think our winner is? I think you should all be shot. So there is no winner.
I'll tell you what I think.
I award you no points.
I'll tell you what I think. I think the lottie ought to be lined up.
And shot.
And like we did in the 70s. Uh-huh.
Because these seagulls are hurting. That they sound like they're...
Four.
Sounds like they're hurting.
Oh, now I'm super self-conscious about the way my laugh sounds after taking Jimmy Carr to task. Ah... another one of these cases where I can't believe you weren't on this flight, Darren. British Airways flight from London to Germany. So it was leaving London City Airport, and it was supposed to land in Dusseldorf.
That can't take a ton of time.
Right. Everyone was surprised when they landed in Dusseldorf and realized that instead they were in Edinburgh, Scotland, which is the complete opposite direction.
How are they going to know that? Although, I suppose some people looking out their windows is like, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Why are these Germans wearing kilts?
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
What's with all the locks in Dusseldorf? Yeah, the pilot followed the flight plan that was supposed to go to Edinburgh. And, like, air traffic control didn't say anything because they thought the flight was supposed to go to Edinburgh. Mm. But everyone on board, or they thought the flight, yeah. But everyone on board was under the impression that they had bought tickets to go to Dusseldorf.
Well, you know why that is? Because that's where they wanted to go.
Right. That's what they bought tickets for.
Right.
Yeah. British Airways responding to this saying that the flight was diverted But they didn't have any information as to why it was.
Listen, this is a Brexit problem. Mm. This is going to happen.
It's going to get
a lot
worse.
Just, it's going to happen. You can't fly where you want to fly in Europe now, you dummies.
You don't get to go to the continent,
no,
stupid.
Do you have
that's for not stupid
no.
people. Finally, number five on our top five things.
Five.
Number five.
Guy, you know, the Powerball, as we're sitting here doing the show, the Powerball is at, I think, $750 million or $750 million.
Mm-hmm.
Guy in Maryland just won more than $17,000 from a lottery game. He played the numbers from his car's license plate.
Right.
That's genius. Clinton, Maryland, 29-year-old, told the Maryland lottery officials that he would do the pick three and pick four games, and he would just use the numbers on his license plate.
Yeah, what difference does it make?
5, 6, 8, and 11. And he placed a superfecta box bet with five draws and a horse racing game and ended up winning $17,683.50.
Sure.
He says with the 17 grand that he won, he's going to get it in the bank, keep working.
And retire. I'm going to retire.
And keep stacking.
I'm going to buy a new house, a car, and retire.
No, I don't know if you saw this, but this has never happened. Somebody has a perfect NCAA bracket.
So,
perfect through 48 games.
No one's ever done that.
It's never been done.
Going into the Sweet 16, mm-hmm. we still have someone who's perfect.
Yes. Millions of people have filled in their March Madness brackets.
Well, there haven't been a ton of upsets, have there?
It's been pretty chalky.
So, which, yeah.
But only one fan of the millions of people that have done in all the major contests, right? All the major contests.
I haven't even looked
ESPN,
at my brackets. Is it me?
ESPN, Yahoo, CBS, Fox, all of them. They take a look at all of these, and of all the millions and millions of people, only one fan has gotten all 48 games
okay,
right.
Okay, so let me ask you
this. It's never happened before in the history of bracket contests, according to the NCAA.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Say we get to the championship game.
Mm-hmm.
March Madness is over. We're in early April. We're going to play that championship game on uh-huh. Monday night.
Yes.
If this person is still perfect,
mm-hmm.
is that that's a bigger story than the national championship game,
isn't
it? Oh,
it absolutely is.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. This is
I guess
never,
today is the
nobody's ever done this before.
Today is the 40th anniversary of Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, their national championship game, 1979, which stunk, by the way.
I don't remember.
Oh, it was, Larry Bird was awful.
Really?
Yeah. Just awful.
So the NCAA gets a look at this guy's brackets. They see that he's perfect into the Sweet 16. All 48 games that he's mm-hmm. gotten right so far. So they call.
Are they naming names?
Yeah, the guy's name is Greg Nigel. He's 40 years old. He is a neuropsychologist in Columbus, Ohio. And the NCAA calls him to say, hey, you know, congratulations. You're flawless. This has never happened. He had no idea. When the NCAA called him, he's like, what's this about? And they're like, your bracket, you're perfect. He's like, I haven't looked at it. I had no idea.
You're not allowed to use your own likeness.
He had no
for
idea.
Profit.
Now, is he more likely to get to this? Like, once you're in the Sweet 16, I would wager he's more likely to go to make a run. I mean, obviously, duh, if you've made it through the first two rounds, yeah. But especially the way things are shaping
it will be
up.
It will be a big story if he's sitting there on Monday night and all he has to do is have the right one and it's perfect.
Did you do any brackets?
No.
I did where I work and in the entire building?
No.
I'm dead last. Dead last.
Well, you like to pick a lot of Cinderellas.
Not particularly.
I'm just not that strong. I don't know what the names of these schools are.
Although all of my final four teams are still.
Well, then maybe a big comeback.
I got Kentucky winning the whole thing.
The,
I feel good about that.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose-leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. the East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com.
And all of you who are buying your bootleg Pepsi from a certain you-know-who.
Because someone's hurting. The Dave and... Listen, a dollar a can, I've seen worse.
You might as well kill me!
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio.
Raji!
On 53rd Street in Davenport, 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work for whatever you've got going on. For groups of all sizes, picnics, birthday parties, tailgates, graduations, office meetings, or corporate events, Capriati's is sure to be a hit. And, of course, coming very, very soon, the Capriati's food truck. Like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week. And when you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Our next podcast will be recorded and presented on Thursday. Thanks so much for listening. Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. Represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out.
Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.
I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it.